Okay. We have figured out a little more the structure of Mitzvah Shem, of what we'll be doing. We won't be starting yet this week. And next week we won't be getting together. I'll be away next week. After that, Mitzvah Shem, the structure will be that 1 week I'll talk. We're going to pick a midah, and I'll talk about it. Let's call it week one. I'll talk about it. I'll go over today the different things there are to be ma'ayan in when you want to work on a midah, and how to approach the whole inyan of tikkun midas. Then the idea is to split up into what we'll call a mini vad. We'll split up into groups. So if you're interested in that, you'll sign your name here, and you'll write your phone number and email address afterwards if you're interested. And then the second week, the groups will meet, and they'll have a certain mahalach of how to discuss what went on, how to discuss what they dealt with that week, and suggestions to each other. That'll be, I won't be there for that. That'll be like the small groups, and the small groups will have a reish vad, probably, because otherwise it's not going to work. If there's no person running it, it's not going to work. And then the next week I'll speak again. I'll be speaking every 2 weeks about a midah. I don't think it's a good idea to switch midahs every 2 weeks. I don't think 2 weeks is enough time, because we're really talking about serious work, as we'll see. So again, that's right now, that's the way it seems the structure will be. You'll write your names down if you're interested in joining the Vadin, which will meet every other week to talk about. Again, I won't be there. Each mini Vad, I'll call it, will have a Reish Vad, and they'll figure out. I mean, I will be giving the structure of those mini Vadin too. I'll be talking about, not today, about how it'll work and how the people should keep a cheshbon and how to deal with things and what they should be doing when they get together to talk about it. So that'll be the structure. Mitzvah Shem. So every other week I'll talk, and every other week the mini Vadin will meet, and I'm always, of course, available to, if anybody wants to talk to me about a particular thing, I'll be available in Mitzvah Shem B'Linedah. Okay. I hope everyone will be keeping notes. We had this exercise the last week. I don't know, somebody said to me that we didn't talk about any avoda, and that's true. We didn't start that yet. The idea then was really to sensitize ourselves that you know, people. There's different mahalchim. There are different mahalchim in Limud Musar and in Tikkun Midos, and we'll be discussing the different mahalchim, the different approaches, how to do it, but. That's for sure that your seichel, the seichel ha'odam, the general avoda, as general as you could make it, is that you can't just barge in and like get all the spoil and do things. You have to engage the seichel for many, many reasons. And I want to go through all the reasons today. Why your seichel? Because we don't think the whole idea of the seichel being gover on the midos in order to work on and be misakin the midos and be sensitive to it. So the idea of keeping the chart, which if we'd be, you know, again in the mini vadin, you would be going over the chart and talking about how you realized something. Depending on how private a person you want to be, how much you want to expose. I'll tell you a story that happened to me today in the post office. I went to the post office to pick up a piece of registered mail, and and it was a big turcha for me to go. When I went out of my way because I wanted to get it. And I got there, and she says to me that though I rashum, you have to have your passport. So I didn't have my passport on me, but she knows me, the lady. It's a very local post office on Sarovsky. So I said, "Hello, it's me." You know. She says, "No, she can't do it." So I asked her if I could show her my driver's license. I have a driver's license, but it's an American driver's license, not an Israeli driver's license. She says, "No, you have to have a Tudat Zehut or an Israeli driver's license or your passport." And then she became nasty. So I went away, and then I said, I didn't say thank you to her, but I didn't say thank you to her. Normally I'm very careful to say thank you. I'm always makbid to go out the front of the bus instead of the back of the bus, even though they really officially they don't want you to go out the front of the bus, except if you're on a Mahadran bus, then you have to go out the front of the bus because the ladies are in the back. But in the normal buses, they really, there's a sign they want you to go out the back, but I'm always makbid to go out the front. I have to say thank you, so I always say thank you. But here I walked away without saying thank you, because I didn't feel thank you. She didn't do anything for me. So then I started thinking if it's nekama. I wasn't so sorry that I didn't say thank you, because she mamish did nothing for me, and she was nasty also. But then I thought maybe it's nekama. Because even if she didn't deserve a thank you, but if I always say thank you, and I didn't say thank you, dafka, because... it's a dakus, it's a subtlety. So if I just didn't say thank you in a calm, rational way, because there was nothing to say thank you for, so then maybe that would have been okay. Even though someone might come up with a reason to have said thank you anyway. She told me I need my passport. Otherwise I wouldn't be able to get the mail. But let's say taka, but like for bechiyuv to not say it, like I'm about to say it, and you hold yourself back from saying it. That's mamish nekama. That's nekama. That's doing something bedafka because someone did something to you. So that's what you have to know yourself. You have to have the introspection to say, is it bishlili? Okay. Is it like I don't feel like saying thank you, or if it's I'm going to get her back. And then it's the common, then you're over in the satira. It's not a joke. It's a very subtlety that can make you be over in the satira. Yeah.
Is there a problem saying thank you
if
you don't mean it?
You're right, but so you, if you would ask a shayla on such a thing, and the answer clearly is yes. That's the answer. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would say that the work of the midah is to feel the thanks. But then there's two inyanim. All midah split into two, right? You have to taka feel that way and to act that way. Let's say kas. So the Rambam says, so when we think of kas, we think always of its outward manifestations. But the real kas is the panimi kas. When you say you're not supposed to be koes, it's probably unhealthy psychologically for sure to be koes inside and to hold it in. And if you want to work on kas, it's not enough to work on the outward kas, which is also a whole avoda in itself, and the different ways how to control your anger. But the real anger control is inside. So to develop the midah hakaras hatov, you taka have to work on the inside of feeling thanks. But then there's an inyan of giving thanks even if you don't feel it. Every midah has that two levels. The Rambam says even when it's mutter to be bekas, because it's necessary, it's a very fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says even when you should be bekas, you should fake it. You should never really be bekas, even when you're supposed to be bekas. A Rebbe in his Talmud, he's not talking maybe about Balei Aveira, if you're bekas because people are Mechalel Hashem, let's say, or people are doing averus, or people, but when it were a Rebbe and a Talmud, or a father and a son, even when you have a right to be bekas, and you're supposed to be kas, the Rambam says, you know what, show kas, don't really be bekas. So yeah, every midah has those two levels. But I wanted to talk about today is really, so the point of the chart of the five things a day, again, because really, your seichel has to be very much engaged. That's the yisoid I want to bring out today. That the seichel has to be very much engaged when you're working on midos. And I'm going to go through many reasons why that's the case. The first reason is, as I said with the sheets, what we gave out last week, is pasha to sensitize yourself that your actions are a totsah of midos. Because a person many times thinks, like we say to ourselves, like, that's who I am, that's me. Like, the Mepharshim explained, think of Adam HaRishon, those who know the explanations of Adam HaRishon after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, that the Ra became me, and the Tov became you. Right? That's how the Mechtam Elio puts it down very beautifully, that before the Chet, it's I'm going to be good, and the Yetzirah would say, hey, you do something bad. And after the Chet, it was, I want this Dover Osir, and the Yetzirah Tov says, oh, you shouldn't really do it. So we think of midos. Midos are part of the makeup of a person, and sometimes we don't realize it's a midah. We think of a person says, that's who I am. Or it's the matzav was such a matzav that it was a matzav that called for anger. Like they don't realize that it was that midah in them. So the sensitivity, that takes seichel. To realize that what you're habitually doing is not a result of the matzav. It's not it's not a result of reality. It's not you. That's who I am. It's not who you are. That's a midah that you're exhibiting. That's one reason, and that was the purpose of the exercise we talked about last week. Then we mentioned last week that to work on a midah, in order you have to break out of hergel. That was the Chazon Ish that I said. I want to maybe read it inside. And also, again, my point today is that to realize that your seichel has to be engaged in tikkun midos to a very large degree. And that's why Bissel Salanta says, that famous vort, that it's harder to break one midah than to know all of Shas. And now that you're starting to have a flavor of what it means to know all of Shas, some of you, so you can imagine, it's not a melitza. It takes, you have to engage your seichel, as we'll see. You have to be very, very, it takes a lot of effort and koichas and brain power to work on midos. That's what the Chazon Ish said, we saw last week. Hamidu ra'o hi ha'aznocha esachayim hativiyim al-mahalcham hativi, to leave things go their natural course. Someone asked me, let's say a person is naturally kind, or naturally a bal chesed, or naturally sensitive to others. So what would the Chazon Ish say to that? So I was thinking, Enochanami, you know, but that wouldn't be then his Bechira. That wouldn't be part of his Bechira. That wouldn't be his Avodas Hamidos. Certainly his natural Midos will drift to the lowest common denominator if he doesn't think about it, if he just leaves them on Mahalcham Hativi. Who below Kol Hishtadlus, a person will develop, ultimately, Midos Ros. In fact, the Chazon Ish somewhere else. That was the Chazon Ish in Perek Dalet of Emunah Bitochen. Chazon Ish in the Igros Chazon Ish, Chelek Aleph, Simen Gimel. I'll speak it out because it has to do with this week's parsha, and I won't be here, so this will be my drasha. He gives a wonderful interpretation. Wonderful. He gives a very insightful and interesting and mechudishtik interpretation of Odom Kiyomos Ba'ohel. Right? You have to be meimus atzmo ba'ola shel Torah. So he says that's talking about tikkun hamidos. He says, kol she'odam marbe, you have to be shoiver yamidos, and shviras hamidos, hi harigas hachayim hashitchiyim. That's, you're killing yourself, because you're going to follow your hergel, you're going to drift down into midos roos. So that's Misa. That's the Misa of which it talks about. Ein divrei Torah miskaimen ela b'misha meimis atzmo oleha, interprets the Chazon Ish, tikkun midos. That's, I told you last week, that's in Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Avos also. That tikkun midos makes you a kli that's able to contain Torah. The Chazon Ish interprets Ein divrei Torah mitzuyin ela b'misha meimis atzmo oleha, is Meimis Atzmo Leo is a person that's busy with Tikkun Midos, and it's called Meimis because you're mamish killing yourself because you're going against your teva, and you're working on things, and you're going against what your natural inclinations. V'heim atzmo ubesoro shel ha'odam, the Chazanish says. V'hameimis achas mehen, if you kill a midara, heimis as atzmo, umitzas atzmo, techol atzmo. V'omla misazu techaye ba'oleha. The divrei Torah miskaimin miyodam. That's in Igros Chazanish, Chelek Aleph, Sinim Gimel. He says the same thing in Chelek Beis, you find in Igros Chazanish, Chelek Beis, Sinim Yud Gimel. If you want to look it up there, he talks about that idea also. Okay, so that's, you need your seichel to break out of your hergel. Next, to work on Amida, and this is what really the gist of what we'll be doing in Mitzvah Hashem, is, so, there's so many things involved in working on Midas. First of all, you have to recognize what the Midah consists of. I'll pick anger as an example as I go through different things. You have to recognize the Midah for what it is. As an example, like a person's angry. So he'll say, I wasn't angry, I was just upset. I was just talking loudly, right? I was just giving mussar. I was just making a point. These are all things that people say and they deny. So to recognize what the Midah consists of. Like I told you, the real anger is inside of you. The real anger is not. So the Mesillas Yesharim says, that anytime you're affected by your anger, you're angry. That's it. Anytime you do something differently because of that anger, that's the Midah Ro of anger, if that makes you do something. So B'kitzah, I'm saying to recognize that the Midah is at play. We're talking about how to be, to work on a Midah. You have to know what it is. You have to recognize it for what it is. You have to know, you should know its wrongness, I'll call it, for lack of a better word. And that you'll do that by learning the Makaris and Chazal. L'moshal anger again. You have to know, the Gemara says, terrible things. Person gets angry in his house, and then people are scared. And the Gemara talks about terrible michsholos that come out of that. And you think about that. I mean, you think about all the relationships that anger ruins, whether it's parents to children, children to parents, shalom bayis, Friday afternoons. Right? Your friendships, siblings, these are all, so again, the seichel is engaged at, the tikkun midos also involves knowing how wrong the midah is, knowing it's evil, knowing why it's ra, knowing why you're not emulating Hashem if you have this midah ra. Of course, everything is true, behipucho, that the midah tova is emulating Hashem, as we said last week. Then C of this, of engaging the seichel, the reason it's necessary to engage the seichel, is to realize what possible sources there could be for the midah ra. As I just made a quick list, again, using anger as an example. It could come from gaiva. If you think of the different things that make a person get angry, so you have to recognize where it's really coming from. It could come from gaiva. It could come from impatience. It could come from an inability to be civil frustration. It could be a person has an authoritarian personality, and if he doesn't get his way, he gets angry. It could come from being just plain impulsiveness. It could come because he's too sensitive. So someone says something, it right away rubs him the wrong way. It could be he has you find people have a very highly toned sense of injustice, like everything's a chutzpah, like the whole world's against them, and they constantly are feeding their anger. It could come from a selfishness, being self-centered. It could come from an inability to be down people the kafschus. Could come from just a flair for drama. Right? Very, very dramatic, and he doesn't care who he affects. So these are all, so again, when you're working on a midah, you have to know, you have to really get into the kishkes of yourself to know where it's coming. A midah is also coming from a place. You have to know there's different things in a person which create the weed, we'll call it, of the midah ra. Okay, and again, this is part of recognizing it, is to know how it manifests itself. For example, in anger, it might manifest itself in yelling. It could sometimes manifest itself in hitting. It usually manifests itself just flush it and losing control. That's where the Mesillas Yesharim comes in. That anytime you do something because of anger, that's it. That's to me the raw of anger. So if you lose control of yourself because of that anger, that's it. So that's a manifestation of the anger. Then you have to think about the ramifications of a midah. The Gemara says, you forget what you learned. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, we're not allowed to say such things, but Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu was toeh. The three times he got angry, Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu was toeh in his learning. We all heard of the Gemara that doesn't exist, that says, Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's not a Gemara, it's a Medrash Tehillah. The Gemara doesn't say, Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's okay, I made the mistake my whole life also. Yeah. Kalakayas Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah is not yet. Kol Minei Gehenim Sholtem Bo. These are the ramifications, what will happen if you have this Midah Ra, the terrible things that come out because of it. You can't think straight. Right? You're angry, you do things. You're over on Noas Dvorim most of the time. You're Mitzayer people. You walk around depressed and in a bad mood. So again, that's the Seichel, to be Ma'ayan into the ramifications of the Midah Ra. I'll sum up all the things we're saying when I'm finished. Then, number four, of the reason your Seichel has to be engaged when working on Midos, why it's a limud, it's a seichel thing, is partially a person has to be very self-aware, and he has to have the ability to be introspective, which is engaging the seichel. A person has to know his strengths, his weaknesses. He has to think about his motivations, what motivates him, his goals, his emotions, his tendencies. There's a wonderful, very insightful Meshech Chachma that by Nazir it says, Yavi, what's the Lashon by Nazir? I forget the Lashon. When he brings a carbon, it says, Yavi Es.
Yavi Oso.
What? Yavi Oso. So it says, Yavi Es Atzmo. He's bringing himself, Rashi says. So the Meshech Chachma says a person, very interesting, he says, over there by Nazir, in Pashas Naso, he says a person never is able to view himself objectively. And a Nazir who has broken loose of subjectivity, hopefully, that was one of the purposes of his Naziris, not to be caught up in his Titus, so he's able to look at himself as a third party. So that's Yavi Es Atzmo, is the Lashon used by Rashi there, and also because you can truly say that about a Nazir, a proper Nazir could view himself objectively. So obviously to work on your Midos, you have to have self-awareness. You have to be able to look at yourself with brutal honesty, and you have to just have the ability to be introspective. You have to have that ability to think about what you've done and to see the possibilities, and that's a very sichliyistic approach. That's a very sichliyistic mahalach. Then just the ways of working on midos are varied, and that's what I'm going to be mairich on the next time we meet in 2 weeks, that there's different ways of working on midos that are brought down in different svarim. Just for example, limud musar about the midah is one way of working on the midah. I think we'll be using the mahalach of the Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh mostly. The Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh is the one that introduces the idea of making a chart of different midos and walking around with the chart, and then whenever it comes up, keeping notes and that builds up self-awareness, and at the end of the week making a tally and then marking yourself and see where you're holding. It's a famous sefer, I'm sure everyone heard of it, Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's his mahalach. Then there's like the Rambam's mahalach, for example, is that the way to work on a midah ra is to go to the opposite extreme. If a person sees he's stubborn, for example, so he goes to the opposite extreme for a while, and he just gives in to everything everybody says. That's bending the other way. That's the Rambam's mahalach in Tikkun Midos. If he's lazy, so he'll do like everything for his reasons, even things that wouldn't normally call for it. So that's the Rambam's mahalach. There's other mahalachim by the Bali Musar, where a person would use tricks, different tricks, how to be Masakin Yamidos. But all of this is very, this is what we'll be doing, Mr. Shem, this is what we'll be outlining and doing, and this is all very seichel oriented things, all of these things. A sixth reason is what I call calibrating your Tikkun Midos, because as we see in the Rambam and in our Chassadikim, really is structured like that, is that every midah has good and bad in it. And you can't, except for the few that the Rambam says, gaiva, kas, but except for that, the person really always has to use even midos, what we call midos, ostensible midos rows, and so you have to always calibrate. You can't just eradicate. So that's, again, that's a very sichliyistik of mechayev. Mechuyev always is like a posek. You know, Imam is always paskening, because you're always weighing, like someone here said, very correctly, should you be makir tov when it's a pagam and midas emes? So you're always, right, so you're saying, okay, sheker should be used perhaps, and that's something you have to learn, sheker is being used when you don't really feel that karas atov and you're saying thank you. So you're using the midah sheker. And this is really how the Orcha Sadiqim is structured. And that's what the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Deis, that every midah, that's what he means when he says you don't go to an extreme, because everything has the time and place when it should be used. So again, so the list I made of why it's, what I call engaging the seichel, is, of course, you have to be sensitized to the midah. That's number one. You have to be aware that it's the midah at work. To work on it, the Chazon Ish's point, you have to break out of your hergel, and you can only do that with the seichel. That's the only thing that will allow you to break out of the hergel. To work on the tikkun midah, you have to know what its essence is, what's wrong with it, where it's coming from in you, how it manifests itself, and what are its ramifications, what it leads to. Number four was, you have to be self-aware and introspective. Number five was, all these different ways of working on the midos involve a lot of brain power, a lot of avod and a lot of seichel to go through and see which way you'll be able to use the best, which way is tailor-made for you. And the sixth thing was to calibrate the midah. You need seichel. You have to, you're always paskening when to use it, how to use it, which midah should be used, etc. So again, whoever wants to participate in the mini midos, we call it, mini vavim, should sign up or write your name down, and then we'll form those groups, and those groups will meet every 2 weeks and talk about what happened during those weeks. Okay, yeah.